Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? And now, the best of O'Mara.
Very, very exciting day here at the Mike O'Mara Studios. We are thrilled to death. We are thrilled to death to welcome a potential brand new intern. Ladies and gentlemen, Dwight Schrute.
Yay!
Dwight Schrute is here. Hi there, young man.
Hi, how's it going, Mike?
It's going well. You are Rob Ford?
I am.
Yesterday on the show, we had a brief discussion about Mr. Rob Ford, and the instruction was given out that if he is truly a fan of the show, if he truly listens,
right,
he would get back to us within 24 hours. Well, he did so more. I was the one that missed the communication because I was coming in here on my show prep today. I was going to talk about the fact that the intern, I led with this, the intern responds, so I guess he's a keeper. Well, not only did I know, I missed an entire thread
right
among all of us with text messages because I get, I've got a certain thread on text messages that says, Pony Rob Oscar, and then I have another thread that says, MMS or something like that.
Yeah, we need to fix that. You have two possible ways that you get texts in your phone.
Either way, it pops up on a screen. The problem is...
Yeah, but the funny thing is, I don't understand how I would have missed that yesterday.
They go to the same place. You had a busy day yesterday. You pulled a Rob Spiewak. We understand.
Yeah, but you know what? You're also the one that at the beginning of the show today, Oscar, when I was just trying to get some microphone stands moved out of the way, you're like, Mike, there's no way it'll ever be fixed.
Yeah, he took a Bill O'Reilly tone with you, didn't he?
It's Wednesday, and I'm not... Look, Mike, the fact is, look, I understand you want oxygen in your studio. Look, I think breathing... Look, Mike, breathing is overrated, okay?
Mike, as a disinterested observer, can I recap what happened?
Yes.
What happened is one of the key things that we have in our new studio setup, eye contact. And that's very important that we can see everybody's face.
It would not, I brag about it. I've never, you know, I haven't shown anybody except for Jimmy when he was here for a little bit. He got a chance to see the way this works.
Right.
And it's, I'm not doing the show without it.
Right.
I don't think, if I was listening to you guys, it would be, will we be able to cobble it together? Yes.
Sure.
But if I wasn't looking at this right now, this beautiful 20-inch screen that I look at you guys at every day, it would be a totally different show for me to do.
So what happened is when we started and you complained that because of the microphone placement, you could not see Oscar's face. And I thought,
and then the man who has put more hours,
good thing.
The man who has put more hours into the video setup, necessarily the audio, the video setup of this enterprise, the man who has stressed, who actually told me, he said, here's the way you're going to do it down in Florida. You're going to take this cord, you're going to put it in here, you're going to put this giant monitor up, you're going to monitor this. In one sentence this morning, this man comes to me and goes, it's just the way it's going to be, you have to deal with it.
And further,
it's the way it was yesterday.
And that's not even the worst that he said. What he finished with is he said, you know, I couldn't see your face yesterday, and I did the show.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, I'm sitting here going with the whole point
setup. It's myself really projecting because I'm frustrated that myself because I didn't put more thought into where the guest mic was going to go. The boom, for a matter of fact, actually.
If you could see the shot that I'm looking at right now, you would be 100% satisfied. The fact is that we have...
And
we
you
have
guarantee micro- that, don't you?
I guarantee...
You guarantee 100% satisfaction?
If I'm going to do Bill O'Reilly, Rob... So Oscar spends a fortune. Yeah, he spends a fortune. He gets his monitors. You know, he wants to get his monitors just the way he wants them. You know, he's got the brick exposed wall. Yeah, he does what he does. That's what he does.
That's
he's
what he
Oscar.
Does, right, Bill?
And then, the shot, you know, because I have my hand in it, and I want to make some adjustments. Oh, God forbid. Then it's just me, Mr., you know, overreacting, doing that type of thing. And right now, I am looking at a three shot, an absolutely perfect three shot. You didn't have to move this large man. And incidentally, he's not large like Rob and I are large. He looks like maybe, not totally without fat on his body.
He looks like a bodyguard.
He looks, which is
or a bouncer.
That's a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun when we're hitting the road, don't you think?
Yeah, and you know what else is good about the three shot is the one person who is excluded, Matt Bloom. If you ever need to see Matt Bloom at a moment's notice, at a drop of a hat, he can run over and wave to you.
So unnecessary for the show. Really not necessary. And incidentally, whenever we require Pony, Pony, I will require you to do what I call the Pony shot, which is, please, can you do it now for me, please?
Where
you have to
stand
in front of the camera.
This my is my favorite. Yeah.
Looks please
like a,
do it, Pony.
Like a
Let's
criminal, like a perp.
There should be a sign behind him. There should be lines on the wall behind him that says he's 5'11".
Oh, my God. Speaking of that, I talked about, I'll talk about, if you want to talk about a mugshot, please make sure that I discuss it. I didn't tell this to you guys before the show.
Yeah.
The photograph I had to get, Carly got. I just saw the results. I'll see if she's still here. We can bring it in here.
Okay.
The photograph, the passport photo for my infant son.
Oh, my God.
The passport. You will not see a passport photo of an infant that requires a mugshot more effectively than the one that we got from my son.
You know, I never even stopped to think that if you have to get your son a passport, he's going to need a photo, but they are changing at such a rapid rate at his
Absolutely.
Age.
And it's a five-year
He's not
going to
look like that in kindergarten.
No. I mean, if he's four years and 8 months and we're going like to Ireland, and it's just like, I'm sorry, sir, this is not the child. This is not the same child. You can't let him. We're not going to let him fly on the airplane with you. It's not going to happen.
I was looking at your papers and you seem a little bit wee bit bigger now.
It's funny. Rob only does that impression of an Irish person. So we just went to the airport, and my God, it was the Lucky Charms leprechaun who was the security screener in the Shannon Airport.
I was thinking it was Barry Fitzgerald from Going My Way.
Of course you were. Of course. And there's a reference that, how many people total, if you were going to add them up and you had to bet your life on it, how many people would have understood that reference?
Two dozen.
How old is Barry Fitzgerald?
Barry Fitzgerald has been dead longer than you've been caring that he's been dead.
Yes.
He's been dead a long time.
He's probably been dead as long as Oscar's been alive.
Oh, much longer than
that.
Oh,
my God. He was born in 1888.
Yeah. I bet he died.
1888.
Did he die before Mike was born?
1961 he died.
Oh, well, I just lived a little bit while you were alive, Mike.
He died when I was two.
Yeah, he did. And that's what killed him.
You are so current, Rob.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's bring in the new prospective intern. This is the what I like to refer to as the final interview process of the very intricate and elaborate screening
this
that
is
we
the
do
final?
For our intern. Let me tell you something. The reason this guy's been on the fast track is because I like the initial letter. I said that yesterday on the show. He responded immediately. He got in the pipeline, and he is now arrived within, not only contacted us, but arrived at our DC studios within 24 hours, dressed in school clothes with the shirt, the tie, and the suit. That for me, he would have, right now, I don't want to put any pressure on you, son. Right now, he would have to really punt this interview process in order for us not to welcome him into the bosom of the Mike O'Mara Show family.
So, no pressure.
Now, since there is no pressure, and because I also have, some have said a relatively long, cruel streak, I will turn over the interview process to Chief Investigator of the Mike O'Mara Show, DC Studios, Mr. Rob Spiewak. Rob, you can take it from
floor
here.
Floor is yours.
All right. I will, first of all, I will ask to keep things less confusing. I don't want to call you Robert because that's my son. Don't want to call you Rob because that's me. Can we call you Bobby?
That's absolutely fine.
Okay. Heretofore, Mike, we shall call him Bobby.
Bobby Ford. He's Bobby Ford.
So, Bobby, what is it that makes you feel you are the right fit for this job?
Well,
that's the crappiest first question I've ever heard.
Yeah, that really is the worst question.
But that's okay.
No, you have to.
I'm not in charge of this.
What we have to do here, Mike, is allow him to open himself up like a blooming flower, and that is when we find out really what the man is about.
Get to the inner cookie.
Exactly.
Okay, very good.
Please,
all right, you're asking
yours,
a generic interview question.
I am.
Okay. Mr. Speaker?
Yes.
May I, with every question you ask, and then we'll turn the floor over to Oscar.
Yes.
Mr. Speaker, before he answers, will I be able to ask a follow-up with every question you ask?
But you will be limited to five follow-up questions per question.
Okay, very good. Oscar Santana.
Okay, follow-up question?
Yes, please. He hasn't answered
He didn't answer
yet.
His first question. No.
Well, let the man speak.
Yes, please.
What makes you Oscar. The right stuff, Rob? Bobby?
Bobby.
Well, I've been a big fan of the show for a long time.
I'll say.
And when you... And when you put out the call, you said you wanted someone who was a big fan.
Here's another thing that's wonderful. I just want to jump in here, Bobby, if I can. Big man, little voice.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
That's a huge deal for me. You know, it's what attracted me to Bobo in the first years of our life. You know, the fact that Rob had the voice and he was a man of it. And now we have a guy that, how tall are you, son?
I'm 6'4".
6'4", and you weigh, estimated currently?
Yeah, over 300.
Over 300.
And it sounds like this.
That to me, right there, you know, so far it's in the win column. Oscar, I know you might have a question here.
Yes, please. Let's go Mountaineers.
Yeah, let's go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, WVU.
I'm sorry, there's the buzzer.
Oscar connection.
That's a buzzer.
I have just some pleasantries, please. And my question to you is this. If you could be any one of the main hosts here on the program, either Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, or myself, if you could switch places with their lives, who would you switch with?
Well, that's are you talking about personas
Bobby, I think the question was designed to for you to answer in this way, who you think you could most adequately replace. And I will tell you, because I know the brain of Oscar after working with him as long as I have, there is a correct answer in this. So the question again is, of all the people, who do you think you could most, you could fill their shoes most neatly?
In a pinch.
Yeah.
In a pinch.
Well, that would be Rob, of course.
There you go. Thank you. See you.
May I ask a follow-up?
As far as I'm concerned, the interview is concluded.
Is there time for one follow-up question?
Yes, Rob, you can ask a follow-up.
Bobby. Did you enjoy your final trip to our studio?
Let me get the particulars out of the way because, Rob, Bobby, I have to tell you, you have the job. And I will tell you the follow-up questions about your personal life. Currently, yesterday, we looked on your Facebook page. You seem to be involved with a young lady at this moment.
I am not. I'm actually single. Those are old photos.
Hey.
Oh!
There's good news.
You are 23?
I am.
So still, as far as the dating world, a relative baby in the world of dating. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
You know, he could go out running to the town with Pony. They could both try to get some trim, and together they'd look like a semicolon.
Excellent.
Bobby, since you are single, let me switch gears here and ask you a few pertinent questions about your social life. You seem, based on the photos we've seen, to have a lot of pals, a lot of guys. You like hanging out with the men. Did you play any college sports or high school sports?
I did not. I was on the drum line in high school.
Really?
He's a percussionist. Rob. He's a percussionist, remember, just like you.
Oscar, they could be brothers.
It's Rob 2.0.
No, you see, here's where you're wrong, because the drum line actually requires too much exertion.
Right.
But I would watch the drum line.
Was the drum line at your school, though obviously you're white, so that,
What?
The only drumming movie I've ever seen about college drumming, it was the one with Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
That was the one I remember.
It was called Drumline.
It was called Drumline. Did your Drumline have the type of talent that the people in that movie had? I mean, was it at that level, or was it just your average high school band?
I would say that we were better. It was a great band in the state.
It was a great band in the state, really.
Did you play at West Virginia at all?
I didn't. I just stuck with the classical program.
Oh, wow. Pretty interesting.
So are you a percussionist right now?
I don't play as much as I would like to since I've been out of school, but I've given private lessons to beginners, middle school, high school students, that kind of thing.
Do you teach the drum, or do you also teach glockenspiel?
I teach glockenspiel, vibraphone, xylophone, and marimba.
Oh, all the great mallet instruments, Mike.
All the great ones.
It would be a really great way to incorporate more music into the show,
Bobby,
if you could bring in your marimba.
Bobby, and you see, Bobby, and as much as we were saying this man is replaced, but you just probably heard why he's not. There is not, in my humble opinion, there will not be a radio program today outside of perhaps some obscure classical music station where the Glockenspiel will be mentioned in a talk format.
Actually,
it will not happen.
On NPR, there is actually a show that we'll mention today. It's called None of These Things Are Considered.
Featuring today the Glockenspiel. So, Bobby Ford,
Bobby.
You are a musician, but you don't play as much as you do. The disconnect that we are all curious about, a degree from West Virginia University, WVU, a college degree. You are you hold a college degree in your hands.
I do.
And why the lateral move, or perhaps the reverse move, to Northern Virginia Community College?
Well, it is definitely backwards.
Yeah. Yes, backwards.
Nova Coco, Mike.
You're having some troubles on the job front. Is that what it is?
Well, when I got out of college, I was very burnt out on music, so I kind of shunned it for a while, and I ended up in insurance for several months.
Wow.
And that destroyed me on the inside. So I'm like, I mean, as a what, it I'm destroyed. Sure a lot of people.
These kids just can't say anything wrong. I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I love them already. I'm not even there. Did you hear that? Insurance, being in the insurance business, destroyed him from the inside.
And that really is a dividing line in people, because insurance can destroy someone like our young Bobby, or make them much stronger like Bill Harvey.
That's true. I think you've said it all there, Rob.
I believe so.
So, Bobby, you're looking for love currently?
I'm always open.
Are you dating anyone right now?
Nothing official.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing official.
You know what it is, Mike? It's complicated.
Did you meet her on Tinder?
What?
Oh, Tinder's an app where you just go and basically you pump and dump. It's a very popular app where you can just find girls around your area, and if you're interested in each other, you meet up and you know, take care of business.
Oh, is it nice. Specifically designed to bang? Is that what it is?
You're supposed to just be there to meet people. But everyone that I know that uses it, they're just banging. That's all they're doing. Yes. Yeah. Do you have
and
Tinder
it's called
on your phone?
Tinder. Do you have Tinder on your phone, Bobby?
I do not have Tinder, but I've done some with the OK Cupid.
Oh.
Attaboy. Okay, so availability. Your availability to visit with the Mike O'Mara show. Is it drop of a hat where we could, do you have a day job, any kind of day job where you pay the bills?
Nothing with a set schedule. Tuesday's the only day I have a lot of class. Any other time, I'm very flexible.
That's
fantastic.
That helps on schedule.
My request would be, and it would be at the discretions of Messrs. Spiewak and Santana, and perhaps to a certain extent, Mr. Bloom, I would say I would like to see you report back to the DC studios at some point in the very near future in your regular hangout clothes.
Yeah, regular.
I believe
anytime someone wears that, we expect we're going to be fired, and we own this show. So that's not going to happen, but it still makes us very nervous. That's it for me, Rob.
There is one classic interview question that is always thrown in to trip up the subject, and I'd like
very
to.
Good.
I think it would be we'd be remiss if we didn't ask this.
Okay, go ahead,
Bobby. In your own eyes, what is your biggest flaw?
Good question.
Yeah, it's a great question.
I would say that I am a perfectionist.
Well, you know what? When you take the world's biggest cliche interview question, you answer it with the world's biggest cliche answer. I say you win.
Well, thank you.
And really, with that answer that he is a perfectionist, I can simply say, based on all of us, welcome to the club.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
AXCOM, Episode 9. Nobody lives on the moon. They would die. They live inside it, right in the middle. Like Earth, it has grass, water, rivers, and all animals except circus animals. There is only one family, the Moon Warrior family. The Moon Warriors were raised on the moon. Their parents let them kill bad guys at night. The younger Moon Warrior had a secret attack. He was a werewolf. His name was Wolfer. Also wizards. They had a magic book and wand. The older Moon Warrior also had a secret attack. If he pushed his arms out like he was trying not to get choked, he shot a fireball. A while earlier on Earth, a mother was with her baby. Then she looked away. She didn't know a vampire bit her baby until it transformed. The baby turned into a half-vampire man, half-vampire baby, and it was half-vampire kid in the middle. The vampire man baby kid flew to the sun because he was a sun vampire. Then he flew to the moon to bite the moon family. They became vampires. Vampire wizard ninja brothers from the moon.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
It's a new year. Yeah. No more back pain for me, people. You know why? Because I sleep on a Sleep Number bed, and I want you to do the same thing. I've talked about it for years. I adore my Sleep Number. You will love yours. And now, the all-new Sleep Number beds are available, all of them, with Sleep IQ technology. They track your sleep so you know precisely how you're sleeping, and that allows you to have the best possible sleep. Every morning I learn what my sleep is and what it's doing and what I need to do to make it better, and you will love it. It's the best. My Sleep Number setting is a 75. Carlos is a 65. See why Sleep Number was named best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine, and right now. During their lowest prices of the season, you'll save $600 on the number one rated Sleep Number i8 bed. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. That's 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. All right, really quickly, I want to talk some more with our friends Rob and Joe from The Rob and Joe Show. If you want to find Rob and Joe, you go to the Mike O'Mara Show page. It's very easy. You'll see a little tab that says, do we fix it yet, Pony, with shows instead of media?
You got it. It's already done.
Okay, so go to shows, and Rob and Joe are right there. And you guys do a show just about every week, right?
Every week.
Monday nights, right?
Yeah, we do it live on Monday night, but for most of you, you're going to listen, and you're going to download it off the website. Every week, it comes out basically Wednesday. It's up right now, probably.
As a courtesy to them, if you have a moment, go to iTunes, search More Broadcasting. All the More shows will come up. Click on their one and give them a 5-star review and leave a comment, because that's the way you keep them on the front page. Absolutely. And new and notable. So check it out and help them out.
And we have almost 150 episodes, so feel free to listen to them all this Memorial Day weekend.
All right, good.
In honor of America.
Yeah,
you should do that.
Check it out. Type.
Here's the main thing about an eye exam, if you've ever gotten one. They lie in one particular area. They do the pupil dilation.
Now, were you dilated?
I was dilated, yes, as a matter of fact.
I hate having my eyes dilated.
I tell you, I was dilated this morning. That's for sure. Man, I tell you, I gave birth this morning. Man.
Did you know the first time I had my eyes dilated, they did it to me and they didn't tell me they were doing it? I thought they were just putting in drops.
Did they ask if you were breastfeeding?
They assumed. they said, no, he's too old for that. And so I had my eyes dilated, and they sent me back out to the waiting room, and I noticed that I was putting the magazine further and further away from my face until my arms weren't even long enough for me to read. And right. I went up to the lady. I said, I can't see. She says, well, that's normal when your eyes have been dilated. I said, would have been nice if you told me, because they just didn't tell me.
They did tell us, but they said 1 to 2 hours – and things will be back to normal.
That's a lie.
That is a bald-faced lie. I didn't realize. And incidentally, no comment about, might want to take it easy, not go drive a vehicle, not do anything.
Or a motorcycle.
You didn't come in on a motorcycle.
I have to drive this motorcycle a quarter of a mile.
It's South Florida. It was a sunny, brilliant sunny day. And I go outside into the parking lot after this is over. And it was truly, I swear, I don't know why I hit the lap button. I was looking for the fire sound because the fact is my corneas seared
as soon as
I went outside. And it was 6 hours later.
Got home.
No, 3 hours later, Carla, she goes out. I'm back on the bike. I had another appointment, and I'm meeting her, and I swear to God, that's our vehicle. We have a car, and we have a motorcycle.
Right.
I use my motorcycle as my primary form of transportation down here, and your eyes are so completely effed that you have what's one of the biggest side effects? The distance judgment.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's exactly what you want to have when you want to have a motorcycle crash. It's not have distance judgment. And it was 6 hours. We counted 6 hours. My eyes weren't right when I turned in last night at about 10:30 at night. I still was feeling the after effects of this goo or substance they put in there. The only cool thing is when you looked in the mirror, we both looked like members of the cast of True Blood.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool when you saw that.
You looked like some sort of Japanese painting.
Yeah. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Suki O'Mara.
It was terrible.
Do they still do the thing where they put the puff of air so close to your eye?
No, they didn't do that. They had a more sophisticated machine where they examined it, I think, with light. That's the way they did it.
That was horrifying when they would do that, because I'm like, you know, this person could just jerk this forward and just put my eye out.
Did they put the thing on your face with the chunk, better, worse? Chunk, better, worse.
Yeah.
That's a horrible
That technology is not advanced in 50 years.
I know. It's the same.
Sometimes it's just minute shades of difference. Mm-hmm. And I seem to be annoying my little test giver when I said, you know, 4 or 5. And I'd stop and I wouldn't answer. And you hear, 4.
Are you like, can I see 5. That jar of liquid again?
Would you like to terrify my wife and say she shouldn't breastfeed? Is that what you should do? But overall, I did get my prescription upgraded a little bit because.
Nice. Are you wearing them now?
Well, this is my old eyeglasses, and these are the ones that. But let me take them off for a second because you'll see what the problem is.
Okay.
So the problem that I have is Joe, you wear glasses, right?
I do. If I take them off, I can't see anything but jars of liquid.
Now, so I actually, I'm doing pretty well, and I will be getting my new Randy Jackson frames, dog.
Get out, dog. Does it come with a huge wristwatch?
No. Why do you think, Rob, you can relate to this.
It's because they're...
Why the F do you think I got Randy Jackson frames?
Because they're
frames?
Wide. I'm sure they're wide.
They're wide
for a big
fat head.
Face?
For a big, huge face.
The Randy Jackson collection, is it for people that have heads the size of Randy Jackson?
Yeah, it is. It's just for him. Just for him. Now, when you
guys... They're styling, dog.
The whole motivation for going to see the neighborhood eye doctor was that Carla's failing vision. Does she need glasses?
Oh, okay. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Thank you,
Carla,
Mike.
And I simultaneously, we are getting these eye exams, and they walk in, and Carla said, yeah, I've had trouble seeing for quite some time right now. Well, Carla, I guess you're having trouble because of that 2015 vision you have.
What?
She can see through
things. 2015. She's 2015. It's like, I'm like, get out. Get out right now.
She was never exposed to that jar.
No,
I guarantee
she never,
she
saw,
never saw it. No. No.
I've never been to the eye doctor in my life.
You're kidding.
I mean, I'm a bad person. I'm not responsible. So,
but I mean, I was going to say, have you ever done an eye test? Like a high school screening or anything?
I think getting my driver's license.
Yeah. And you did okay?
Yeah. Well, I've been driving. I don't know.
Excellent. Well, good for you.
I'm colorblind, though, and I think that's getting worse.
Colorblind.
Rob, how old are you?
I'm 40.
You're 40. Okay, so that is usually the line of demarcation. I want to say even younger, 35 might be when you first have you ever noticed. Because that, believe it or not, I can tell this, being a 54-year-old, I can tell you as the older, elder statesman in most rooms I go into now, the number one thing to go first is your eyes. The eyesight goes first. Have you noticed any degradation in your ability, like whether you're reading a magazine, the constant porn that you surf, you know, what
is
the status?
Asian?
Oh, that's a black man. Whoops. I need to go to the eye
doctor. So what's the status of your eyes? What do you think?
I think it's getting worse, but I feel like I'm colorblind, and I think that's getting worse. This is the other night I'm playing pool, which I'm awful at. I hit the yellow ball instead of the cue ball. Because I thought that was the cue ball.
What about the stripe?
I mean, the stripe should have been a clue.
I'm also drunk, so there's maybe that's it. But
well,
I
wait a minute.
Feel
not
like...
that I was going to say to Joe, what about the stripe? But I said, what if it's a solid? But even the solid has that other colored circle with a number.
And also the number one.
And it's got a number on it, you moron.
Why does this cue ball have a one on it?
So
it's
he's
the
colorblind.
Worst thing I've ever seen.
He's colorblind and aversion to mathematics.
It's the first number. You don't know it? It's the very first number.
It is one of the main numbers.
I only know even numbers. Next year I'll be 42.
Well, the new year is upon us, and it's time to gather the family around the old Neumann and talk about what's really important.
You mean video games? Or Fallout Boy?
No, no, no. the real important stuff.
Oh no, he's gonna talk about those stupid fruitcakes again.
Jeez, Dad, don't you know no one cares?
No, I want to talk about the magic of the holidays. Now, did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Kinda.
Pretty much.
Well, what did we possibly miss?
The 2015 TMOS bonus package.
It's the best gift for any TMOS fan, even yourself, because it's the gift that keeps on giving.
For once, Robert is right. 1 year subscription gets you full access to all of the 2015 bonus content.
Plus, on-demand video access to every bonus show and access to the entire bonus show anthology.
And you get it with over 25% savings. It truly is a bonus.
Besides, Dad, it's a great way to support the Mike O'Mara Show while getting all that great content.
Just click on the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages and be a part of this important opportunity.
Do it now, and God bless us, everyone.
Hey, I wanted to be Tiny Tim.
Dad, you're not a tiny anything.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus. The best of O'Mara.
What do you do? I'm sorry. Now I'm the focus is on you.
It
now,
is.
What is your regular job, Rob? What do you do? What's your day job?
I teach driver improvement class, which and I can't see, so that's probably
wow.
That's probably bad. I play videos and then I
literally videos I like videotapes.
Well, no, DVDs.
You are a driver. You are a driver improvement instructor.
Yes,
I wouldn't have guessed that in a thousand
yes.
years.
Might be the saddest occupation I've ever heard.
It's pretty sad. It's flexible and it allows me to make very little money in comedy on the side.
You deal
ladies
with
and gentlemen, it's the Rob and Joe Show.
Yes.
Driver, you deal with a lot of 15 and 16-year-olds, and I'm guessing a lot of people from foreign lands.
It's people that already have their license that have gotten tickets.
They
and
need
have
to improve.
Take this class to improve their driving.
People,
record.
They talk about this when you get this to take the points off, and they say you're going to
yes.
love the class because it's taught by a comedian. No, they're
going to
love it because it's funny.
They're not
you're that comedian.
Yes, but he's annoyed
yes.
the whole time. So he's funny.
You're the hateful comedian.
He's got a lot of my DVD player.
Joe, does he use that in his material? Does
no,
I'm
he's ashamed
Jonah.
Of it. That's not going to come out.
I'm very
people
ashamed.
To know.
I am looking at him right now.
I don't
now.
Want to tell you about it now.
I am looking at you right now. You have your entire body language
yeah.
has changed
I'm
right
surprised
now.
He
you,
told.
You, yeah. I just told a story that
was
I thought
the
one was the cue was
it,
ball.
Was it the pressure of the moment? Was it the pressure where you just said, that was a conscious decision when I asked you that. What do you do for your day job? And in the mind, you're going, do I tell him?
I usually
tell him
lie.
Tell him
I tell. I make $500,000 a year doing comedy. Why would I do something else, Mike? I'm amazing.
Now, when you're playing these DVDs, do people complain about the color adjustment on the TV set because you're colorblind?
Looks fine to me.
Yeah, the tint is all off.
Okay, we're gonna come up here and come to a complete stop when you see the gray sign up in front of you.
That light has just turned from blue to yellow.
So do you, I'm sorry.
No.
I can't help
don't
myself.
Be sorry, Mike. This is the first step towards
oh,
helping
my business
him.
Cards are here. My business cards are here.
Yay!
Hey, Carla,
nice. You just
Rob,
got a
so
lucky
relieved.
Break.
Thank God.
Get the business cards. They're here.
Show
yay,
him.
They're
can
here.
Carla come back in?
Your highlight so,
so
far?
Yeah. Is this do you do this full time?
No,
or do you? Is it a part-time job?
It's part-time. It's a way to pick up extra money. I could do it whenever I want. I'm trying to make it sound better. It isn't.
There's no way.
Let
there's
me paint no the real picture.
Paint
he
it.
Carries a DVD player. Literally. I mean, do you even have one of those anymore?
Yeah. No,
well,
he carries a VCR.
Like a portable?
It's in. Yeah, he carries it around, and then he goes to some hotel
in, I don't carry it,
in Northern Virginia. Well, it's got to get out of the car into the hotel.
Yeah.
And then he's in goes
the
some conference room
yes.
where all these people who
yes.
were going, you know, oh, God. 55 and a 35 are sitting there.
And yes. don't sugarcoat it. These are scofflaws. These are not the best people.
No.
Because these are people that broke the law.
Yes, and they're people that can't just pay the fine, right? They have to go to this class.
In Virginia, if you're under the age of 20, you have to take this class.
Right.
So I get a lot of teenage girls. And lends itself to some creepy.
Now you're turning into a pedophile.
Yeah.
Can I make it worse? Pick up a chick with a DVD player in one hand.
I'm a bloke. blind failed comedian pedophile. Yeah. Listen to the Rob and Joe show.
You are so. This is gold. You realize it. Yes. Look, your partner realizes it. He realizes this right now. I mean, first of all, his joy that the spotlight is on you. Yeah. But your face right now, you are just like, look at you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
have you back on.
Yeah, he's pretty happy he made the ride. He's pretty happy he made the ride in. When you do this, and you've done it for how long?
I don't want to say that.
Okay, well, have you done it for more than too long?
I've done it for like almost 10 years.
Okay, I was going to say, after this, even if you are totally embittered and unhappy with it, ashamed, do you have like an opening joke or that you open every class with?
A dumbass.
Because it is sold to people as you're going to love it. There's a comic doing it. So you have to have like an opener.
Well, no, they don't. It isn't billed. I know that that's common in some places that it is a comedian teaching the class.
Right.
But that's not part of the deal. I just happen to be a comedian. Usually it's like some ex-law enforcement.
Because I took the class, Mike. It was taught by Jackie Vernon.
All right. And we're gonna get to Joe in a second. But Joe, you know this is your buddy. This is your buddy for a long time.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Partner,
long time.
Right.
So, as long as he's been teaching driver improvement.
That's right.
How long.
Yeah. And it really isn't that how you met?
So 10 years.
Joe was texting while driving.
10 years, you know, the guy, Joe. He's dust now. He's ashes now. We gotta get the phoenix to come because this man needs to be built up now. Joe, what do we do? We have to help Rob. What do we do to help Rob?
We gotta get him a better job, which is any job, right? I mean, just anything. Right?
I think Mike was thinking more in the short term.
I don't think he was trying.
Well, how
to
much
fix
money
his life?
Collectively do we have on us, and we'll just give it to him.
I'll take that.
Oh my God! Now, is there a woman in your life, Rob? I know Joe said he was single.
Barely,
but
yes.
Barely? No, what do you mean by barely?
I live with a woman. We've been together 5 years. We're not engaged yet, and she brings that up every 45 minutes.
Wow. She's a woman driving, of color
that's right. I met her.
Yes.
Oh, that's
right. At Todd's party. Yes.
So you're in a racially mixed relationship.
But I didn't know
very,
that. Again,
very
I'm
progressive.
He is colorblind, Mike.
Yes.
You're quite
colorblind, figuratively and literally. how is that going? She's a comedian too, right?
No, she has a real job, thankfully.
But didn't she do stand-up? Didn't she come to the regulars thing?
I met her at a comedy show. She was in the crowd.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't do stand-up.
No, she does stand-ups.
Yeah, she right. She's funny.
Is that, please tell me that's going well for you?
It is going well.
That's good.
But we are at a crossroads.
Yeah, I don't think it's going well. Okay. I think it's going poorly.
You just contradicted yourself. You said
thank you,
it's going well, but it's at a crossroads.
Yes,
and by
course.
The way, Joe, you've got to shake his hand after this because the result of this is that you guys are the spotlight on the Mike O'Meara show tonight. Way to go, boys.
Yes.
That's what I call success.
Well played.
Okay, you said it's going well, but you're at a crossroads. Those two things don't go together. It is either going well or it's at a crossroads. So, Rob, I don't know you, and you're giving
Bring
me
it
pain.
On.
Your face right now is making me feel hurt for you.
Consternation is.
Yes,
he looks confused and hurt.
this is my face, Rob.
Rob, tell me more,
it's a
please.
Great
I'm
face.
Sorry, but we have to get to the bottom of this.
We have, again, dating a little over 5 years, which I don't think is very long. I think it takes a little bit to get to really know someone.
Let
it
me,
takes
well,
nine
I mean,
or 10 years.
Seriously, 5 years,
well,
that counts
a minute,
as a successful marriage.
Yes, five years is a long time. Wait, does she want to move the relationship along? Does she want to be more serious? Is that what we're talking about?
She does. And that I question that because it makes her less attractive to me that she would want to commit to me for life.
He's teaching driver improvement.
Yeah. God, he is complicated.
Yeah.
What a dumbass.
Oh, dear God.
She is an awesome girl. Joe will attest
to
that.
She is awesome. She
yes,
is.
She's beautiful.
What is wrong with you? Does she have a regular job?
She has a regular job.
Is it a good job?
She has a government job. She has a clearance. She's
So she has
a real life, health insurance, everything that normal people
have. She's supporting you, basically.
Well, no,
she?
I mean, I pay half the bills, the rent and stuff.
And
so
he has the DVD player.
Sure,
so,
she
I mean,
can't watch a movie.
I do that. And she drives so much better than when she first met
me. You're teaching driver's ed part-time, and you're doing stand-up at Quentin. That's got to be a struggle for you, I would imagine,
well,
right?
Sometimes my comedy career looks amazing, and then people can get fooled by that when I'm like at the improv or I'm in Afghanistan for our troops.
Right.
And then I look successful. And
but
then
the Afghanistan
the other time,
for the troops, isn't that, don't you do that for the USO? Isn't that kind of gratis where you go over there and get the plane ride for free? But you get paid? Do you get? Oh, wait, Joe's shaking his head. Do you get paid for those gigs?
Yeah, I do. I do it for Armed Forces Entertainment, which is
okay.
just the the government or the military funds that themselves. So yeah, I get paid for that.
Wow.
I have to get you in for another segment.
So really,
let's bring it on.
Really, the crossroads that you're facing is the fact that you don't think she's a good catch because she thinks you're good.
I mean, it's she's a great catch, but I'm waiting for her to just figure out that she could do so much better.
It's true. It's like,
oh,
the old...
my God, you're filled with self-loathing.
Yes.
Oh, you need therapy. You need therapy.
This is it.
Yeah. This is, well, you're going to have to do better than this.
Joe, please, some insight before we go to break.
I was
going to
say, you know, we're all in a very similar field in that we sometimes appear more glamorous than we really are. Like if we pull back the curtain and people see that, you know, okay, well, oh, he's on radio. Oh, yeah. I was on 98 Rock at midnight. Nobody gives a crap, right? Right.
Yeah, but even if you were on Morning Drive, somebody walks into a radio studio and they say, this is it?
Yes.
Yeah, that's horrible. Really,
that's what most people think of a radio studio. Probably the same thing with stand-up comedy. Go to the backstage area of the improv, and they'll be like, oh, my God, this looks like somebody
But you walk out there, and you're hilarious, and then people say, oh, well, look at this guy. And then you're something, and then they start dating you and having sex with you, and then it's too late. They find out you teach driver improvement. You're already there.
But it sounds like she still wants to stay with you, right?
She does. And we'll have a... That's... We're at a crossroads. This time next year.
You are complicated.
Yes.
Sometimes the answer is in the question.
We can call it right now.
The best of O'Mara.
Around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window. The Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
The end of the federal shutdown means boats will be back out on the Bering Sea to fish for king crab. Thank God. Deadliest Catch will be back on TV.
Do you remember when he was in power?
Yes.
King Crab.
King Crab.
He was fair, but he was always in such a bad mood.
You know why? Because my hands are deformed.
That's right.
Anyway.
Here comes King Crab. He's walking sideways.
Where's that Johnny Depp movie I like watching so badly?
Edward Scissorhands.
Loggers are being allowed back into national forests in Oregon, and barriers keeping nature lovers out of national parks across the country have been removed.
All hail King Crab!
Here I am. Don't get your hands too close to me. No. Where are my rubber bands?
You know what? You'll do in a pinch.
Crews on about 80 boats have been sitting out the multi-million-dollar harvest of Red King Crab because federal managers who assigned...
That's his brother, the comic.
Red King Crab. Hey, let me tell you. Man, oh man, that pot of water was hot.
I want to tell you.
Federal managers who assigned fishing quotas were among the workers furloughed during the government shutdown. They're relieved that soon they'll be able to restart their harvest, bringing back an industry that was one of many, many private sectors of the economy, just not as sexy, that was stalled around the country by all the bickering in Washington.
Oh, I hate bickering.
Commuters in the San Francisco Bay Area appear to be getting an earlier start than usual with the region's major commuter train line shut down because of a worker strike. A lot of our Northern California friends out there are dealing with this.
That's the BART, right?
Yeah. People were lined up well before 5 a.m. Friday at a Bay Area Rapid Transit train station in Walnut Creek for one of the charter buses BART was running into San Francisco. Very, very difficult for people out there.
Did you know that the Washington Metro is based on the BART system?
Really?
It is.
Boom, boom.
I don't have it ready,
Sorry about that.
San Francisco also appeared, the toll plaza for the Oakland Bay Bridge also appeared heavier than normal for the early morning, so we hope they get that resolved out there.
Yes, please.
Police arrested an on-duty federal air marshal on Thursday, accused him of using his cell phone to take photographs beneath the dresses or skirts of female passengers.
Yeah, it's not appropriate,
as
Oscar.
They boarded a flight at the Nashville Airport, authorities said.
So hard to do.
Adam Barch, 28, admitted he had taken the pictures. Man, is that what does it for you?
Yeah, I did it. Sorry.
Well, you know, if it was in Nashville...
Couldn't control myself.
The skirts might have been, like, really embroidered, like from the Grand Ole Opry. A lot of
Kitty Wells.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Kitty Wells. Minnie Pearl.
Love Kitty Wells.
So creepy, though, right?
Man, I used my cell phone camera, and all I got was this pesky petticoat.
Yeah, it still has the tag on it.
He was charged with disorderly conduct.
conduct. Sorry. Yeah. According to an arrest affidavit, bond was set at $10,000 and he was released. How embarrassing is that?
Yeah, it's not great.
And know this, that someone saw him, as you mentioned, doing it. Well, so you have to, like, have your camera up.
Yeah, you do.
Welcome to Nashville.
Your cheating heart.
You know what they always said about Kitty Wells, Mike?
What's that?
Magnificent gap.
Man, all I got is petticoat and hair.
Oh, Kitty.
Fun.
Bad Kitty.
Kenyan counterterrorism sources are looking at a Norwegian citizen of Somali descent as a possible suspect in the Westgate Mall attack last month. The sources told CNN on Friday. The Norwegian citizen is believed to have ties to, let me try this name,
okay,
Mohammed Abdikadir Mohammed.
I think you got that backwards. It's Mohammed Abdikadir Mohammed.
No, it's Mohammed Abdikadir Mohammed.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
How do you alphabetize this?
Hey, he's got a nickname, though.
What is
it? Ikrima. He's regarded as one of the most dangerous commanders in the Somali terror group Al-Shabaab. Norwegian intelligence services are in Kenya investigating that. I don't know if you guys got a chance to see the fresh video of that terror attack.
Oh, it's horrifying.
Absolutely amazingly calculated and cold. How they can do that to human beings that are innocents, just I can't get my head around it. And that's what scares me more than anything else.
It was so vivid, it almost ceased to be real. Yeah, it was that bad.
Terrible. Not even the Pope was immune Thursday night as Stephen Colbert cracked one-liners and took digs at luminaries from politics, finance, and the media at a Roman Catholic charity dinner in New York City that's perennially packed with big names. Colbert, the satirical star of Comedy Central's The Colbert Report, delivered his remarks at the Alfred E. Smith Memorial Dinner. That has been going on for a million years.
Yep, and you know what? It's the one where they still all do white tie.
Yep, it's at the Grand Ballroom of the Waldorf in Manhattan. He noted many great speakers and probably a few bar mitzvah DJs had appeared before him. Over the course of 10 minutes, Colbert said New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan's outfit of robes and a cap made him look like a flamboyant Zorro. He joked that former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger was dating a CNBC anchor. He called Mayor Michael Bloomberg a tiny man.
Yes.
And said the modest Pope Francis would have likely held the black tie fundraiser at an IHOP. So that's funny.
Did like you see that. What he said? He actually, the joke about Bloomberg, he said the real reason he outlawed those large sodas was fear of drowning.
That's funny. I like that. A woman who dated Apple founder Steve Jobs for 5 years in the 1970s says that Steve didn't like to finish during sex. You want to know why?
Why?
He didn't want to waste his essence.
Well, you see, that's where I'm different.
What a hump this
because
guy was.
I think that's the best part.
You know, a brilliant, I guess sometimes when you're dealing with real genius,
yeah,
there is a trade-off. And if anything this woman is saying is true, it might be the case. It's a kiss and tell, so I don't know whether you can trust all of it. The new book is called The Bite in the Apple, a memoir of my life with Steve Jobs.
That's crummy.
Chris Ann Brennan says Jobs came back from a 1974 trip to India with an interest in tantric sex.
Oh, like Sting.
She says, quote, our birth control method up to that point was Steve's coitus interruptus.
You know, he actually, that method inspired a new app that he let, just before he died, he released his app. It was called I Sorry.
The thing about it is, this is one, man, this is either, now, is this pure money or is this a woman who's just still pissed off?
I think it's both.
It's still
a little
hurt.
Bit of both.
Anyway, so he would stop, and apparently he believed he could store up, quote, power and wealth by conserving his, quote, vital energies.
There was a lot of LSD in those days, so...
Yeah, he did a lot of that, too, right?
And you know what? It's funny that his last name is Jobs.
Chris Ann has a daughter with Steve, but he was not happy when he found out she was pregnant. She says, quote, Steve's face turned ugly. He gave me a fiery look. Then he rushed out of the house without a word. Okay, if that's true... That lingers. Yeah, that's the kind of moment that will linger with a woman.
But that's the daughter that he took in later on in life?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. An acknowledged daughter, yeah.
Lisa.
Later on, he told Chris Ann that he felt like she was, quote, stealing his jeans. Wow.
And he loved to wear jeans.
In fact, he denied that the girl was his until a paternity test proved it in 1979. All right, not a nice guy, and that's probably why he's getting a nasty book written.
Does she go by the name Lisa Apple? What's the daughter's name?
She would be Jobs, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Okay.
No, they call her Apple. Hey, Apple.
That's it. Hey,
Apple.
Hey,
you don't have that one anymore?
Can you make this noise? No.
Hey, Apple. don't worry. Earlier this week, 36-year-old Peter Svaka of Zlin in the Czech Republic This is a little something something.
Okay, good.
He was at a restaurant eating some chocolate pudding for dessert.
Mm.
The restaurant staff told him they were closing and he had to leave, even though he wasn't finished with his pudding.
Well, you see, this is where there's going to be a problem.
There we go.
So he left.
Of course he did.
Then he went home. Then he grabbed a chainsaw.
Oh. Oh, no.
He cut his way back into the restaurant to finish his pudding.
Oh, my God.
There was still a few employees inside.
Yes, of course there were.
They tackled him and held him down until the police could get there. Peter, P-E-T-R.
Yes.
Peter could be facing up to a year in prison, but as he was being dragged away, he said, in his restaurant, he will eat the pudding whenever the F he pleases. Because you can't find.
The Best of O'Mara.
Strange, strange casting in Lee Daniels' version.
And
of
you
the
know
Butler.
What? Odd. I hadn't thought of it until just now. Robin Williams is in it.
What is Robin
he
Williams?
He plays Eisenhower, doesn't he?
Oh, that's right. Right at the very beginning of the movie. I came in late
did
to
you,
it last
did
night.
Did you enjoy the film? I thought it
I
was
do.
Pretty fantastic.
I liked it. I understand when you go back and you look at it, it was a little daring as far as the cameos that they cast
almost,
as presidents
almost
of the United
stunt
States.
Casting, didn't you feel that?
Yeah, it's like he went the opposite of the way he should.
Right.
You know, where you've got Liv Schreiber as Johnson, and
right.
then you had that British actor. I don't even remember the British actor's name, but he played Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And they were just very, and then you had John Cusack as Nixon. Kind of interesting casting choices.
Do you get the impression that John Cusack was really enjoying himself? Like maybe he didn't even charge for it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But
critically acclaimed,
though.
Yeah.
You know, it's very critically acclaimed, but didn't get any nods from Oscar. And I'm not talking about the guy that's out in L.A. I'm talking about the statue. So tell us all about Los Angeles, Oscar Santana.
Well, I got to tell you, fellas, the flight out here was what I expected. Complete crap. The lady next to me, because I had a connection in Chicago, she boarded the plane, gave me the stink eye because I got the middle seat. And, you know, Southwest is a cattle call. And I got dealt the middle seat. So I sat next to her. As I said, is this seat open? She looked at me with the big, oh, my God, now you're going to sit down type of look. And then
Is it first come first serve when you're on Southwest?
Yeah, you have to check in early to get the A or B. I got a C card, and a C card is automatic center aisle. Like
yeah,
you just have to sit next to two people. So I got the old bag and the MMA fighter to the left of me. I figure these two are skinny enough that I could squeeze on in.
But you're lucky enough to be of slim build. Now, if Mike or I drew the ticket that gave us a center seat, people would be looking to go to another airline.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
They would they would say, where is Amtrak leave out of this city?
I told the story about the fact that I was on a plane and I had the window seat, and there was a young lady that was on the aisle, and there was an empty seat in back of us, and suddenly the fattest pilot in the history of flying got on the plane, and I was watching, and there were maybe between me and the pilot, there were maybe three empty seats, and I began vigorously to pray.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. God did not hear my prayers, and he stopped at our aisle and then sat down in the middle seat and really next to me. It's just like going to a ball game, and it's my fault too. I'm fat, but I would have been fine on this flight. And he immediately, on the tarmac, before we even taxied out to the runway, he fell asleep.
Of course. Are you sure he didn't, Mike? Are you sure it was not eternal slumber?
Nah, he got up at the end of the flight. Oscar, it's flying is terrible, but Southwest is it's a little rough when you do that cattle
we
call,
used
right?
to when we were going back and forth to New York so many times when we were on WNEW before we started doing the train, I got to be something of an expert to make the middle seat look occupied. I would open a newspaper and actually like turn it to a page and fold it and set it down, sometimes lay a jacket on it, and people would come up and say, is this taken? And I would say, I think so.
I think so.
Well, I didn't want anyone sitting next to me. And believe me, it's no picnic for them either.
Well, you're talking about the train in New York, right?
No, the flight when we were still taking the Delta shuttle. Yeah.
Oh, the flight. I'd do the same thing on a train because it's just, you don't want anybody next to you. So besides the flight, did the flight itself go okay?
Well, the late.
again, there's an older generation and there's cryptic. And I'm talking this lady. This lady was probably pushing 100.
And I don't now, think cryptic, say cryptic is the word.
Now, hold on. Let's stop for a second, ladies and gentlemen, okay? When you say cryptic, you're talking... Cryptic is saying
like
something...
Like Tales from the Cryptic.
No, it's Tales from the Crypt.
On. Rob, I'll take this one.
All right, yeah, please, cryptic, it's all you.
Cryptic is when Damn you it. Have a word that is confusing or has double meaning or right. is... you're not really being clear. So, if, for example...
What about
like, are you coming to the party? If I said to you... If you said, Mike, are you coming to the party? I said, well, I have friends that live in that area. that would be it. That would be a cryptic answer.
Yes.
You see?
Yeah.
But a crypt, you would say, well, she looked like she was from a crypt. How old would you estimate this woman to have been?
98. Easy 98.
Wow.
Easy
98.
And 98?
And aren't you listening yes. to that radio God. Station out there? Easy 98?
Really? What describe her to me, please.
All right. You take one of those dames that Rob always talks about passing away. And then you add a good 10 years. And I was concerned at first because she fell asleep and the lady came around with the bags of chips and pretzels. And she said, would you like some? And she didn't respond at all. So I was like, oh, she's a deep sleeper, right? And then I went back and I looked at her again after the second chip run and she was still sleeping, but now her mouth was open.
Oh, no.
And then I said, oh, no, she's dead.
Oh, no, she's flatlining.
And without being too creepy, I start staring at her chest to see if it's moving.
Yeah,
she's
you
actually
do.
Breathing.
Yeah, typical move for Oscar. Stare at the chest.
And I'm like, oh, man, this is great for the show, but I don't want to have to deal with this lady right now. And I look back at her. And she's barely breathing. I'm talking like if there was movement,
shallow
you
breathing.
Couldn't see it. Couldn't see it. So I hit the little button for the flight attendant to come down so I could make some noise and hopefully wake her up because I wanted to know if she was dead or not. And
did you ask the flight attendant for a refill on your water and a small hand mirror to hold under her nose?
I said, do you have a blanket? Well, knowing they don't have blankets.
How about a sheet?
A sheet. Okay. A mirror. I need a mirror and a sheet, please.
And she said, no, we don't have blankets. And I yelled. I said, do you have a blanket? Yelling at the crypt next to me, right?
Oh, boy.
And I said, do you have a blanket? And she shudders. The lady shudders, grabs her chest, and says, oh, my. So I knew she was alive.
I'm sorry I disturbed you, Miss Bacall. We will be at your service shortly.
I love that. Oh, my God.
She said, oh, my. And then I said, oh, I apologize. Would you like a blanket as well? Just to, like, kind of play it off. But sure. I have to tell you, I really thought that if there was a first alert bracelet, I'd have to push it.
Now, was she on the aisle or was she on the window?
She was on the aisle.
Oh, so if you had to go off and visit the bathroom, you'd have to climb over her dead, cold, lifeless body.
I'm telling you, I love the elderly. I celebrate them.
That's a lie. That is not even true.
Well, in my private life, clearly.
Of course.
In your private life.
When you're
at home
flying your drone and singing right. about how great you love the elderly.
Yes, on your on the show, anybody under the age of 40 should be euthanized. That's the way it should be.
And I was really concerned.
Was the family glad to see you, Oscar? I heard the children today before the show. I know it's a house full of kids. Is this the Luca family? This is the little Luca?
Yes, it's Luca. Luca and Sophia.
He's grown up a little bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's a little bigger. He's still the same kid, though. And you know what's strange? For the first time in my life, I felt like I was so happy I got the chance to come out here because they're going to get to an age soon that it's not cool Uncle Oscar anymore. They're just going to be like, oh, he's in town. So I have to take advantage of this. Like, I felt like these may be the last few years where it's still cool for me to hang out with them.
I had it might end during this trip, so enjoy it.
So the family welcomed you, and what time did you get into L.A. last night?
8:30. LAX is abysmal. I don't know why people continue to fly into that airport. You should go into
Burbank.
It is,
in my opinion, of all the airports I've flown into, I would rate LAX as my least favorite. It is the largest, stinkiest airport. You know, it's so sprawling and it's so unpleasant to be there. I do not care for that.
What are the other options out there?
I judge airports by their size. Southwest True. Florida. By the way, let me give a little shout out to Southwest Florida.
Yesterday, survey, the best cell phone service of any airport in the United States. How about that? Give a little nod to my local airport.
Sadly, though, most of those 911 calls are to doctors saying, hey, he's not breathing. We need some help at the airport. What are the other options if you fly into Los Angeles, though?
I insisted on flying into Burbank, but my sister gave me all this gruff about flying into Burbank because it was further away from their home.
Guff.
Oh, my God.
She gave you guff. Well, you've had a long flight, and it's early out there in Los Angeles today.
That's
so
no
it's guff.
Excuse.
G-U-F-F, you know, and don't
dummy.
Be cryptic with your guff.
No.
The best of O'Mara.
This is the way I test our microphones. Caffeine surging through my body right now. I got caffeine surging through my body right now. I got my venti chai latte.
Do you know why they call it a venti? Because it's 20 ounces.
Really?
How long did it take you to drink that 20-ounce tea?
About a minute and a half.
You chugged it.
I chugged it. Well, it's not coffee. You know, I mean, and I sipping is not... look at me. Do I look like a man who sips?
Only,
I don't sip. I don't take small bites.
Sipper. He only has one speed.
Yeah, go. Sixth gear.
All I know is, you know, as I have, as many of my friends know,
slowed down on my drinking.
And what do they always say? You take one addiction and you replace it with another addiction.
And in this case, you've started on the treadmill.
And that's true.
All those miles.
Caffeine is becoming my friend again.
Yeah.
With no migraine headaches. And I'm not a coffee drinker because that used to give me migraines. But I have discovered.
Do you think?
Having a Starbucks in the bottom of this building.
We've really improved. We've gone from having a cistern in our dungeon.
Yes.
To having a Starbucks.
Yeah, just in time for me to leave. And I'm going to have to, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to have to find, you know, definitely find a Starbucks down there when I get down to Fort Myers. Because, you know, if I don't have one near my house, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I'm willing to drive far, but not, you know, not too far, if you know what I mean. That's the way it works.
Do you think you'd be willing to try the coffee train again? Do you think maybe your body has changed?
No. Why should I do that when I get the fantastic Venti Chai Tea Misto Latte with soy milk and two equals and an extra tea bag? What's the point of doing that, Rob?
Because you know what? Pretty soon the tea just won't be enough. It's a gateway drink.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Do you think when you have a caffeine surging through your body that you need more caffeine?
You don't. Not right now.
Okay. Well, that's great. But it is Thursday, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And Mike, here's our song.
It's birthday time.
I know you love
it. Hate this
song.
New version. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Birthday.
Happy birthday. Now, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Weavis.
I'm out of my mind today.
That's the sound of Kai Tea Latte.
Today marks 37 years for Dave Strominger of Buffalo, New York. His name is spelled Strominger. He's from Buffalo, you know.
I might say Strominger.
I might say lick it. No,
man.
Dave Strominger. Strominger?
Strominger.
Strominger.
Right.
Strominger? How did you say you were going to say it?
Strominger.
Strominger?
I think so. Jeez. Well, he didn't give me any help.
All I know is, you know, check that family lineage.
Yeah.
You might find some of those people that were on the other side of the you know, the ditch.
That's right.
Over there in WW1 and 2.
Yeah, he fell out of the tower.
What do they call them?
They're
were
in
they
the
ditches?
Wrong
they weren't ditches.
Foxhole.
Foxhole.
Yeah.
Thank you, Oscar.
Ditches. At least we're not digging foxholes.
Trench would also have been acceptable.
He would like to start his day with an early morning greeting from Miss Kathleen Turner. Kathleen?
Good morning.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Don Lekitch, or Lekitch.
That's it.
Lekitch?
Lekitch.
Is it going to be, you know, all I know is when I do birthdays, if we get one, we get 15. They're
That's
all
right.
going to be, and also Simon Blagiglingenflingenflangen.
Mike, it's not a plot.
All right.
They just have names.
John Lekitch.
Right.
Is nearly 29 and is still, as Oscar would say, a radical liberal.
Oh, yeah.
Can Bill O'Reilly talk some sense into it. Well, what the okay. Okay. Yeah, you got John Lekitch. First of all, I don't know what kind of name that is, but, you know, yeah, he's a problem child.
Does it matter what kind of name it is?
We'll do it live.
No, Bill.
You got John Lekitch over here. You know, he's got all his newfound ideas. You know, as far as he's concerned, just let the Russians take over Crimea. You know, have him come in there and do that with the Russians massing along the eastern Ukraine. It's really ridiculous.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Rob.
Have you ever had a chai tea latte?
Sure I have.
We'll do it live. Goodbye. Steve Albertini. Steve Albertini. He's a good boy. With a bowl of pasta as big as your head. He just turned 53, and he would love a greeting from Rob as Don Knotts. Thank you. That's wonderful. Take it away, Rob.
Well, I want to say this to Steve Albertini. Birthdays come but once a year, so you better make it count. Boo!
You know, I don't understand. Now I understand why we were tweaking your microphone.
Why?
Because you can play off mic an awful lot. You do. You
have poor mic technique.
I'm just looking at it right now.
I've seen it my whole life.
Does he have poor mic?
The last 5 years, is that how does his voice travel to the microphone?
I have had. Do you remember the early days of the podcast when people would say we can't hear Rob? And now I'm realizing. You're way over here where most disc jockeys, I mean, DJs throughout my career, do you know how they, I mean, it's literally, literally up here, man.
What you need to do is just nip it. I'll work on it.
It's hard to broadcast into the microphone when you're laying down.
It's going to be one of those shows.
Hard to make friends when you're an ass, too.
We haven't even started yet. We have just heard from 23-year-old Dan Kendall's biological father. That just sounded funny, didn't it? Dan is a recent graduate in criminal justice. Oh, but no job yet. Sorry about that.
Sad, right?
Can Harry Morgan from Dragnet give him a homosexually tinged up pep talk? Hi, let's talk to Dan Kendall, criminal justice major, sitting on the shelf up in Ukiah, waiting to get that criminal justice job. Sorry, the FBI ain't coming knocking.
Hey, yes. Do you think he'd get a better job, Harry, if he wore tighter pants?
Tighter pants, a brighter colored shirt. All those factors get you a job in criminal justice. No, do what I did. Start as a beat cop. And I'm not talking about a cop walking the beat. I'm talking about a cop that gives that special favor.
That's why Jack Webb liked you so bad.
Absolutely. I was Jack Webb's beat cop. Every day at roll call, right before roll call in the locker room.
Didn't you arrest Pee Wee Herman?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was leaving. Bye, Oscar.
Later.
I guess he'll answer that question
about that.
Another time. Okay. Oh, he's back.
Oscar.
Yes.
Did you ask me if I arrested Pee Wee Herman?
Yes.
My God, that was messy popcorn. Nasty stuff.
See you later.
This week, we got a letter from TJ Best. Now, that's a cool name.
You like that name?
Doesn't that sound like a place you go Friday night for chicken wings?
TJ Best.
TJ Best.
Right next to O'Charlie's.
To tell us...
terrible competition.
To tell us his girlfriend, Dorian, is turning 30. You don't hear that name very often, Dorian. However, Mr. Best is the worst at telling us Dorian's last name. Can Bane please explain the importance of last names to this hump? All right, very good.
I have a message for you, Dan Kendall. You stupid hump. You give us the girl's first name of Dorian, but don't include her last name. Do you know how irresponsible that is? For the love of God, I will throw you in the pit and throw away the key. By the way, listen to the Moore Network for Bane's new Grease Man Hour.
Oh, is that starting?
Absolutely. I'll be bringing back all my famous Bane characters. Sergeant Fury.
Can we have a taste of that?
Estelle. You pig, you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Here all week. Awesome. Kiki K needs some supplies. Can Patrick Bateman please ask Rob to go out and get her some exfoliating gel scrub and an herb mint facial mask? Rob?
Yes.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
I do. And you know what's good about those, Patrick, is they don't have a lot of alcohol, so they don't dry out your skin.
Because alcohol dries out your face and makes you look older.
I'll be right back.
Thank you. Aaron Knight is 36. We kind of phoned that in.
I grow weary of that music.
Aaron Knight is 36 and has a son the same. Did we both tire of that at the same time?
I've been tired of it for 2 years.
Oh, my God. Aaron Knight, 36, good guy. And he has a son the same age as the king. Oh, an 8-month-old. Can Gene Simmons offer any insight on keeping an active sex life, even with a newborn in the house?
Hi, this is Gene Simmons. What I like to do is I occasionally make sure the baby gets his proper nap time.
Right.
And then I like to climb on top of Shannon Tweed.
Oh, what happens to your pants?
The power of gravity caused my pants to mysteriously fall to the floor. I'd like to point out that KISS is sponsoring an arena football team.
Really?
Yes, with the KISS colors and the KISS makeup.
What, do they dress up as individual KISS characters?
What I'll never understand is how a famous rock and roller from the group KISS has ended up sounding like these kind of men right now. He sounds like Jackie Mason. There we go. What's going on?
You know.
Yeah, but, and make sure you look at every rerun of The Family Jewels.
It's a horrible show.
The Family Jewels.
All right, thank you very much, Gene. We appreciate that. Tara Ryder Meroff.
Well, then.
I want you to know, Mike, Christ. As a matter of fact, I gave you a parenthesis with a question mark because I don't know. I mean, what do I even do with
Tara,
that?
Tara Ryder or Ryder Meroff.
Yeah, it's a horrible name. but a lovely person.
I'm sure she'll be writing it again.
I'm sure she's nice.
Just observed her birthday, and like Mike O'Mara, she is in the process of moving. Any moving advice from a migratory bird? I have completely forgotten that.
Oh, there's another. There's the next page. Oh,
okay.
Like the Leesburg
Vulture. Oh, the Leesburg Vulture. Is that James Mason?
Yeah. Okay.
When you're loading the moving truck, make sure your neighbors see you as you stick your middle finger out the window as you're driving away from Manassas.
Hey, Vulture.
Yes, I'm the Leesburg Vulture, standing guard over the legions of people pursuing their granite countertops.
Yeah. Hey, Vulture, do you like the Grease Man?
I'm a big fan of Doug Trax.
What's your favorite bit?
My dog, Blue. He licks his nasty doodads.
Thank you. It's just the same bit again and again. Logan Matthews, 10. He's 10 years old. He loves Charlie and fart noises. Can Charlie please come and fart for him? Okay.
Hello, Logan. Oops. Oops.
Oh, Oops. Charlie.
How do you like that, Logan?
There we go. See you later, kid.
Bye-bye.
See you later, kid.
I don't know that Charlie refers to children as kid.
Let me say hello to Logan Matthews. Hello, young man.
There we go.
Better.
Bye, Rob. S&D.
Always.
Shaylen J. These names are incredible. J-A-E.
Shaylen J.
Shaylen J. is learning Spanish in preparation for her trip to Argentina.
Argentina.
To visit the homeland of her boyfriend, Daniel Dweck.
What is the deal? Did you make these up today? Why do you look at me? It's not my fault.
D-O-U-E-K.
Doink.
Shaylen J is going to Argentina.
This is a bit, apparently.
To visit the homeland of her boyfriend, Daniel Dweck. Dweck. They both have a birthday this week. Oscar, can you offer them some relationship advice in Espanol?
All right. Para la mujer de la... Hold on, let me rewind. Stop. The music.
Yes, he's challenged.
The music doesn't help.
Actually, it does.
You know what? I got nothing.
That's funny. I like that. Yeah. All right.
The foreigner has nothing.
Excellent. Mr. Brett Pollock would love a happy 48th from the Diaper Genie.
Ah.
The Diaper Genie. I forgot the Diaper Genie.
It's just sort of a Middle Eastern voice.
The Diaper Genie.
Yes, it's
I need a little reverb. Don't
you want to do that?
I think so. Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. It's coming. Hold on a second. Wait a minute.
We'll keep the music going. Right, this is a part, Oscar, when the music is very important.
Oh, it's definitely important.
Hold on a second.
As we visit the Diaper Genie. The Diaper Genie, as you know, makes bad smells disappear.
Cousins with Aladdin, right?
Yes, exactly. They went to school together. Well, not Aladdin. The genie from Aladdin.
I'll be there
the genie.
The big blue guy that was voiced by Robin Williams. Aladdin was just
Play
a kid.
My music again.
Oh. I loved Aladdin.
Did you?
Yes.
Not my favorite.
Oh.
I'm the Diaper Genie. I've completely forgotten this voice because it was such a throwaway. There we go. I hope you have many successful birthdays. I hope you enjoy it, Brett Pollock. Pollock, you are named after a small fish that we get in the harbor up in Maine. Have a great birthday. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Genie.
Jesus.
Man, every now and then, like every 2 months, I get one like this. This is the way
just
it
like
is.
Just like my Spanish.
Jesus, help me, Rhonda. Here's a weird one. Can Rob wish Rich Towsley a happy 66th as his favorite 60s singer-songwriter?
It was not really leading, so I think what he wants is something to the tune of...
Okay, it's one of the... What it is one of those weeks. It's one of those weeks where they're all thinking too much.
I can't help that.
All right, so what do you know his favorite... Is it Elvis?
No, I would have to guess what he wants
and
is...
And is it... his favorite or your favorite? Because
it was
here's
unclear.
How it's written.
It was, this is exactly how it was written in the letter.
Can Rob,
it was written this way in the letter.
Can Rob wish Rich Towsley a happy 66th as his favorite 60s singer-songwriter? And if Rob hadn't been included in that, it would have been in the trash.
False. All right.
So what do you think it is? What do you think he's talking about?
I would think it would be, hey, Rich, you say it's your birthday. It's my birthday, Feel. Too, yeah.
Oh, you think it's Paul McCartney?
Yeah, but even though my Paul always sounds more like John.
All right, can you turn up number six a lot?
I can.
All right, for Mr. Rich Towsley, lick it.
Can I try the Spanish one now?
Yes, go ahead.
Really, you're going to give him a second chance?
Let's
on
go
that?
Back
what are the
here.
Names again?
That's Shailen J, who's going to Argentina to see her boyfriend, Daniel Dui.
Dui.
Se tienen que apoyar con todos sus corazones.
What did that mean?
Support each other with all your hearts.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yes. I feel ill.
That's wonderful.
You jerk.
Now, here's a great name. Here's my favorite name of the vault today, all right?
Okay.
The vault of birthdays. Rob Ripper.
Hey, there he is.
He's now 45. Can Mike please put together a menu for him to eat in bed this weekend? Okay, now I don't like you anymore.
I love it.
Happy birthday, Rob Ripper, and make it steak. Just don't cut off your genitals. Bill Kenney of New York State is getting older and wondering if Governor Jesse the Mind Ventura has any tips on living off the grid. Got no idea.
Yeah, okay.
Larry King, Dustin Moore, Larry King, .. Dustin Moore of Sacramento.
You're addressing Larry King. Hey, Larry King.
Oh, okay. Hi. Larry King, Dustin, as I said, once every 6 months we get him like
I think
this.
Actually it feels like every week.
Larry King, Dustin Moore of Sacramento is turning 36. Can you take him to breakfast?
Hi there, Dustin. Why don't you have a bagel with peanut butter on it? Enjoy sitting in the diner. There we go. Just give me the effing finish line.
Also, happy birthday to Dr. Neil Carney. It's or Karn, K-A-R-N-E. I'm going to say, folks, you know, really, I know you know your names, but it might be important to include
pronouncers
just so we don't mess it up for you.
Maybe he's Latin.
And is it Neil spelled N-E-E-L?
Yeah, the weird thing is he did do a pronouncer for Neil, but not Carney.
Mm. Neil Carney. Oh, so it is N-E-A-L.
No, Neil is how it is spelled.
Okay, well, he didn't put a pronouncer in there. If he just gave you the name, then
he
didn't
but
put
I wouldn't,
a pronouncer.
But he did in the letter. I would think you would know how to say Neil.
Well,
it's
Neil,
just an odd spelling.
N-E-E-L is sure. But he included it
for
so
his
did
first
he say,
name, not his last
My name,
name
is Dr. Neil, and then he put in parentheses N-E-A-L?
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow.
He's not even Catholic.
Super! Dr. Neil Karn, or Carney, and his wife, Radhika.
Mm-hmm.
Is someone pulling something right
I
now?
I swear to Jesus like, Christ, I have never
I
had one like this.
The next letter is going to be from Mike Hunt.
Radhika.
Right.
Okay, Radhika spelled R-A-D-H-I-K. Radhika to new mom Jessica Sullivan to set. What's going on, Rob?
This is a list.
I'm literally. I hate it when it goes like this.
Mad Libs.
No, you think right. I like it?
Well, no. It's just, man, help me out, brother.
All right. Also, this is a list of names because the birthdays
Jesus
were over
Christ.
The top this week.
Wow.
There was too many
also,
requests.
Happy birthday to Dr. Neil Carney and his wife, Radhika, to new mom, Jessica Sullivan, to Seth Miller, to the newly 44-year-old Joanna Pop, to Miss Statue. I'm going out of my mind here with these birthdays today. To Bill Whittington and to all. So it's a list of birthdays.
Oh, right. He's playing the
Note
hits.
To any young broadcaster. When you're going to give a marathon list of broadcast names, it's probably not a good idea to start with names that are unpronounceable and have something like Radhika spelled R-A-D-H-I-K.
I think Radhika is a beautiful name.
Jesus. So that's Jessica Sullivan, Seth Miller, Joanna Papp, Stasha, Zach, Bill Whittington, and to all the others, far too numerous to mention. And finally, for his birthday, Mark Scuball, now 49, would love to hear Doc Brown talk up. And incidentally, when I do this, I take so much shit in a mailbag after this because people go, oh, Mike is so ornery and stuff. But I'm sorry, when I get this, it's almost impossible to deal with. It's like too long copy. For his birthday, Mark Scuball, now 49, would love to hear Doc Brown talk up Huey Lewis and the news. Who's Doc Brown?
Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Doc Brown, you mean, is that...
Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, see, I know him as Christopher Lloyd. Rob, start the show.
So we're going to not talk it up.
Wait, I have one more.
What?
And I didn't get it to you earlier. My birthday's this Sunday.
And oh, that's right, and we didn't do anything
for
you.
And I would like to hear Doc Brown.
If you are personally requesting it, Doc Brown, who is also known as Christopher Lloyd, my character for 20 years was Christopher Lloyd, not Doc Brown. So I mean, he was Doc Brown, but he was also Jim Ignatowski.
That would make my
and actually,
day.
Jim Ignatowski was the character I did.
That would,
you know?
That would make my day.
The tie-in is the song is from Back to the Future. Yes.
I don't give a shit
again
what
with
the
that.
Song is. Thank you very
this
much.
This was a request for me.
All right, here we go.
Are we going to do it?
All right, let's do it.
And
all right.
What's the hump's name as well? We tore it up.
No, it's gone. He heard his name.
More music, more fun. W-A-D-A.
Hey, are you young broadcasters out there? I'd like to talk about sweating details. Sometimes sweating details can make life great and easier for the talent. Sometimes details are not sweated, and the talent is going to have a heart attack like he is today. Happy birthday, all you effers!
Now, can we start the show?
Would you like to?
Jesus, that's the all-time worst.
Get the pad.
Thank you.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.